Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 479 for Friday, July 17th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Friday morning following losses in U.S. soybeans. ICE canola was anywhere from $3 to $4 lower, with the most active November contract down $3.70, checking in at $513 per ton. Showers in parts of central and northern Alberta, along with areas of north-central Saskatchewan, partially alleviated dry conditions, but were bearish for values. Overall, oilseeds are feeling pressure from spec fund long liquidation. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly weaker against its American counterpart, which improved canola's attractiveness on the international market. U.S. soy oil was higher, which helped limit the losses in canola. Despite recent precipitation on the western prairies, the canola crop is still being negatively affected by extreme dryness. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 4 to 5 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $10.04 a bushel. Forecasts calling for hot weather in the U.S. Midwest were bearish for values, as the heat is expected to benefit most crops. There has also been some profit-taking ahead of the weekend as well. One of the factors supporting soybeans, however, is the massive buying of soy meal by commercial groups. Livestock in the U.S. are said to be chewing through soy meal supplies. Corn was 7 to 8 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.32 per bushel. Ethanol crush margins are at their lowest level since March. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of Monday's USDA report. Current weather reports are calling for more heat in the Midwest, which should help development of U.S. corn. The September and December corn contracts have slipped under their 10-day moving averages. U.S. wheat was 8 to 11 cents per bushel weaker, with the September contract at $5.50 per bushel. The U.S. dollar was higher, which undermined the market. Speculation is growing that Mexico has been buying French wheat instead of U.S. wheat due to price and quality. Wheat values are pressed up against the psychologically important $5.50 a bushel level. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.